Good morning. Today, maybe note to our planning calendar going forward, we might not have Stewardship Commitment Sunday the day after the day we change the clocks, which also happens to be the day after that a big celebration was held in the hall last night. Just point of reference. But instead of the normal youth sermon that is offered around this time, we are going to offer, and I'm going to turn over the microphone to one of our co-chairs for the stewardship ministry. Now, you might be wondering, well, why are we doing this a couple of months late? It's because we had a changeover in certain leadership positions. The individual that we thank, Nikki, who held the stewardship committee chair on the board of directors for our stewardship committee for the last few years, came off of the leadership position, and so needing to find someone with this year's theme, we had two individuals that offered their leadership, and that is Chris Christofides and George Sierra, so we want to thank them both, and one will be offering some words of leadership and thought at this particular time for all to hear and to know. And I ask that you give them your attention at this time.
Thank you, Father.
Well, I have two mics. I have a loud voice, you know. Thank you. I'll give you this one. Okay. Does this one work?
That one is just for my recordings.
Ah, okay. Good morning, everyone. Can you see our nice slides up here?
Yes.
Wonderful. So our committee is, it's myself, George Soros, George Caperitis, and Tim Giotis, who I think is hiding someplace. And look, we just wanted to spend a couple of minutes to talk to you about stewardship, and it's really four T's. But as we go through here, we'll talk. Go ahead, Jason, to the next slide, please. And this lovely picture is, this year's the Archdiocese chooses a theme, and they share this with all of us. Welcome, well done, good and faithful servant. We are all servants of God, and really the focus here is how can we do more for our church, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for our cathedral, for our community. So, yes. So our goal, as every year, is to increase, right? And it's to increase your time, your talent, and your treasure, and your trust. We here like to think about the four T's. That was a great addition by Father Dimitri that we've added here. And it's really trying to see what we can do over and above. We're always trying to do more. So. Next slide. So just a couple of comments here. Where does the treasure go, right? And hi there. The treasure obviously goes to our operating costs to try to support the many ministries in our community. Time is, you know, again, it's helping out. It's being here, just being present. You know, it's the saying, the more the merrier, is absolutely true in this case. And then talents, of course, the things that you do that you're passionate about. Father had used, I think, a mustard seed one time to talk about some of the things that we do and we can do, and if we're spreading, you know, our talents accordingly. So, next slide, please. I was fortunate enough last weekend to be with His Eminence Archbishop Elbilophoros, and he was talking about time, treasure, and talent, and he said, he asked the crowd, he said, which one is the most important? And, you know, if you think about treasure, I mean, people can make $1 million, and then they can lose it, and then they can make another $1 million, but the time that you put in, you can never get back. So it is really the most precious. So how you use that time to help others, to spend time with others, to support your community, it really is the most important of the T's, we think, as a committee and as a community. But can you go back to that last one real quick? Oh no, next one. Sorry. Yeah. So yes, we're trying to make things much easier. We sent out a letter and a form, but just to try to make the treasure part easier, there are many ways that you can support and fulfill. We're trying to get into whatever channels are required or necessary. That's enough on that one, yeah. So a couple of goals, right? When we talk about time, if you think about the 52 Sundays that we have available to us, right? If you go twice a month, that's 24. If you increased it, it would be three more times I rounded up, right? And which isn't a lot, but it is 10%. And if you think about, we have Holy Lent upon us, and we see a lot of people, on Palm Sunday, on Easter, how about one more service during Holy Week, right? There are so many beautiful services. Maybe one of the Monday nights or Friday nights or Wednesdays are going to be either morning or afternoon, but just think about, how we can participate more from a time perspective. And then skills, there's been outreach to try to bring in another, I think, third grade Sunday school teacher. And it's amazing that we haven't been able to fill that, right? That would be a wonderful way to use your talents to help our community. So just seeds we want to plant with our community. And then, life assistance skills, sharing your experiences, many, many ways that you can help here.
Chris, can we go back to...
Yes, please.
So one area is the craft skills. Those of you that have been part of this community know that for years we have asked for donations for flowers, for the icons during Lent and in the Holy Week to be done out. So you pay $125 to have someone give you maybe $50 worth of flowers because you're paying for someone to actually do the icon, which is fine. But how great would it be to have a few of you that are gifted in putting flowers together to do that weekly? Where have somebody that would go out and help get organized the flowers, but then having three or four people decorating $120 or $100 or $75, totally worth of flowers on those icons, which then are given back to us to take to our own homes. Then it becomes really organic. It's something that we can all do if we have that time and that opportunity of time to give to your church. That's just one avenue.
Perfect. Perfect example. So that sort of concludes. We wanted to reach out at the beginning here of March, and then we will begin, conclude at the end of March on the 31st, and we'll talk to everyone. So for those that aren't here, let them know. We've sent out the sort of request letter, the informational letter that's there. We have some of the commitments here. And so, George, will you bring those up to Father, please?
Hold on, wait. Give her back her commitment. Give her back her commitment. Well, I'm going to show you why. Because I'm going to ask you to do something that I'm going to ask all of us to do. So wait one second. Bring the commitment. Those have been brought in or mailed in. Okay, put them right up there, because now before we have this done, myself, and maybe one member of your household are going to offer to come up. And you can place the commitment form there. And each person that has either already mailed in your commitment, so if it's already been collected, it's in this envelope box that is really tight inside here. Sealed, brought in. But if you already sent in your commitment in the mail, or if you're holding it right in your hand, and I interrupted your giving, you're going to be able to come up. And we're going to ask you to venerate the icon. And after you venerate the icon, then we're going to ask you to place your commitment inside this basket. And then, those of you who have already sent in your commitment, you don't need to come up to place your commitment in, but we ask either you or your member of your household to come up, representing your family, or all of you, to come up and to venerate the icon. This icon that you see here is one of the icons that were able to be donated. That is the icon of the Last Judgment. So when you come up and you see it, on the bottom left-hand side that you're standing, you're going to see those that are being taken by the angels into heaven. And on the bottom right-hand side, you're going to see the souls be taken away from God. So this is our opportunity of our commitment. How serious we want to be to God and to our neighbor and to each other. So if you would like, please come at this time, and I'm going to ask a member of my family to come up and to venerate the icon and to place our family commitment inside the stewardship form. And now we welcome anyone else that would like to do so at this time without taking away, and that was the reason why. And if any members of our stewardship committee would like to venerate the icon, and then everyone else that is here that would like to place their envelope inside the basket after venerating the icon, if you have already offered your donation in or through the mail, please come forward and to kiss the icon. You can kiss the icon. Bravo. And you can put that right in there. And you can go back with Mama above. So before we receive the greatest gift that God gives, which is His own body and blood, we are able to offer our gift to God, whether it be in the form of our time, our talent, our treasures, yet hopefully most of all will be our trust in Him and the opportunity of not what He offers us in this life, but in the life to come as well. And as the final individuals come up to offer their short prayer and thanks to God, I'm going to ask if everyone can please stand and open up your weekly bulletins. And inside your weekly bulletin, you're going to find an area that says Stewardship Sunday Commitment Prayer. It's also on the screen up top where the presentation was. So that way, we can say this beautiful prayer together as well. And I want to be clear.